Now we come to Moon as a Madhyakaraka in Shatpisha, which is in Aquarius. What is the class of Shatpisha? It's a butcher class. That means it is a reforming class of nakshatras. Cutting, dissecting, reforming systems is its objective. I'm reading from my analysis. So, the truth through dissection, order restored by revealing the hidden. Shatpisha always looks for the hidden. Lord is Varuna, isn't it? Okay. And the planetary ruler is, nakshatra ruler is Rahu. Okay. This is the third of them, I think, yeah. The first one is Adra, second one is Swati, last is Shatpisha. So Moon is Amatyakaraka in Shatpisha. What does it provide? Let's just do the second house for now. Before that, understand that Moon and Mercury both are absorptive kind of planets. They absorb energies from somewhere. Wherever Moon is sitting in your chart, if it's your Amatyakaraka, that means in the work, you will absorb it in your emotional body. If Mercury is your Amatyakaraka, you'll observe it in the mind. You'll absorb things from the external. Mercury is an imitator as intellect, isn't it? Whatever we are born here in this civilization, we are absorbing things, everything from the collective. Everything I'm sharing is what I've got from the collective. That's Mercury. In second house, what the career streams possible? Clinical psychologist, counselor, or emotional healer, nutritionist, holistic medicine practitioner, alternative health consultant, wellness blogger, digital health influencer, public speaker, educator in emotional intelligence, mind-body science, family therapist, social healer for trauma, addiction, or such. When combined with different other planets, Moon and Mars, become a medical surgeon, physiotherapist, fitness entrepreneur. When Moon combines with Mercury, it becomes cognitive therapist, emotional education specialist, media psychologist. With Venus in Moon, it becomes a spa and wellness director, aesthetic healer, art therapist. Moon plus Jupiter makes a mentor, a life coach, an emotional ethics teacher. Moon plus Saturn makes a finance officer, institutional care manager. Finance, why? Because second house. Moon plus Rahu becomes a medical communicator, health tech influencer. Rahu is everything tech, psychology and content creator. Moon plus Ketu becomes a spiritual healer, intuitive counselor, regression therapist, like hypnotherapy kind of thing. Because Shatpisha can go into the void and come out unscathed, by the way. I'll see you in the sixth house part because there's a lot of content here. Take care. Be safe.